Hi, I'm Paul Listick, and welcome to Behind the Curtain. Well, that is gorgeous music of a new song soon to be released on November 1st, depending on when you hear this podcast. It may already be out and you can get a hold of it. And it's called Believe in Love. And it is just, it is such an, not only an incredible song, we're going to tell you about the creation of it, but in addition, it's sung by one of the most amazing voices who I kind of got introduced to, let's just say several years ago, in the world of cabaret performances. I will always consider her one of Chicago's very own, even though she lives in New York and other places. But Karen Mason joins me. Karen, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, Paul, my pleasure. Thank you so much for the kind words. Yeah, it's been a long career started from Chicago.
Yeah,
there's still miles to go, obviously, because we recorded this song by Danny Kravitz. Oh, a few years back, and, you know, with everybody's schedule, we finally got it together, and it's magnificent. It's so beautiful.
It is, and we're going to play a little more of it. We will play a little bit more of it. Now, actually, that was news to me. I knew this was just released. I didn't know this was something that got recorded a couple of years ago, although I can imagine it, because one of the amazing things I read about it is that every instrument we hear is Danny playing.
Right, yeah, and, you know, Danny's got a lot of plates that he's spinning all the time, and so it took him a little while to get it all together, and between that and my schedule, it was a little daunting, but we got it done finally.
Well, congratulations.
And I think it's turned out beautifully.
And if people don't know the name Danny Kravitz, I mean, they should. I mean, he's worked with Alan Parsons and Jim Peterik, another one of Chicago's very own, and so much music in so many places, Grammy Award winners and whatever. So
right. What,
how long does your relationship with Danny go back?
I think about 4 years. I was introduced to Danny. We were introduced by Dave Gallagher, who's a friend and a press agent. And, they'd known each other. I think Danny and Dave worked on one of Dave's cuts from one of his CDs. And Danny had this great idea for a song for me. And, you know, well, while I was in Chicago one time working at Davenport, he said, would you like to come over and record this? Like, yeah, sure. That'd be great.
Perfect.
And then one thing led to another, and it all just seemed to, you know, fall into place. Maybe not as quickly as we all wanted it to, but you know what? Things, as long as everybody keeps the momentum going, you end up with a really beautiful product, and I think we have.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, I was doing homework this weekend on you because I went to New Orleans for the weekend, where you were born, right?
I was, yes.
So I get to write off the whole trip.
Yeah. I was born at Hotel Dieu.
Ah.
And, God's house back in the, well, you know, long, long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, both my parents were Southern. They grew up right down the street from each other on Gayosa Street and didn't really know each other until college. And, you know, it was love at first sight. My mom was at Tulane, my dad was at LSU, and she was the ping pong champion, which, you know, sounds like an amazing title, but they just let her win because she was pretty. And
how Southern.
She had no athletic skill whatsoever. And my dad came along and slammed her. You know, he was keeping the pride of LSU going and said, I'm not going to let this dame beat me. So
now, do you get back there at all,
her.
Too? Do you get back there and have a little dinner at maybe Commander's Palace where I was or some other places?
Oh, I haven't been there in so long. I was saying to my husband, Paul, that we have to go. Because it's just a magnificent, it's a magical city.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that Commander's Palace is still there. So with great food?
With garlic toast, yes. Well, I say that because they took it away for a while, and I was there once, and I got very angry and whatever, and apparently I wasn't the only one, so it is back, the garlic toast that you get. But anyway, we'll promote New Orleans some other time. Is it fair enough, you know, here at WGN, we're kind of our moniker here is sort of Chicago's very own, and I know you grew up partly in St. Louis, but is it fair enough to say that you are Chicago's very own, with all the work and living you've done
here?
Oh,
yeah. Chicago, it will always be the place that I started. I went to high school in Rolling Meadows at Sacred Heart of Mary, and I feel like I began my career and my life really in Chicago when I met Brian Lasser and we started working together at Lawrence of Oregano's a long time ago. And I really feel that was the beginning of who I am as a person, I think. And so Chicago is always will always be my home and where I started.
And as much as, again, my introduction to you a while back was as a cabaret performer, which you still do. You're still doing your concerts and things, right? Fair enough.
Yeah.
But I want to also highlight your Broadway work most recently you were in Chicago performing in Love Never Dies, and I always like to mention with little Casey Lyons, who isn't so little anymore.
Casey, he was, man, when he was, he's such a fantastic talent. Another great Chicago zone. He's getting so tall.
I know, no more little. And of course, his mom is the news director here at WGN.
Listen, I'm counting on him. I'm counting on him to be the next Steven Spielberg and give me a job.
He'll listen to this and he will hear that and he'll probably call you on that. I mean, he is such an amazing talent to come from, where he is and doing the kind of things he did in school and whatever, and then to get the national tour of Love Never Dies. And I know before he left, actually, I told him through his mom that, you were in the show and, you were probably somebody he wanted to get to know. And indeed, apparently, you really... really came close with him and really were there to support him throughout.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I just adored that young man. He is a special light in the world. And there came a time during our run that everybody was supposed to take over Instagram for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I started sweating bullets at that very second that they told me my week. And Casey came up and helped me and actually created this entire video on how to teach Madame Giry how to operate Instagram.
Which was your role.
I mean, it was so genius and so brilliant. We got so many hits on that. So he made me look good. So I am forever indebted to
Well, and I know, and I will tell you, he was going to try and join, he did want to join us for this conversation. Unfortunately, he is still in school. And as much as they're all on strike in Chicago, they're not on strike where he is. So he's in school and
of
couldn't join
not,
us. But
yeah.
I will send him your love, and I know he's sending you his.
Thank you.
It's also not the only Broadway show. I mean, aside from you did Mamma Mia and Hairspray, but again, another memory for me was your work in Sunset Boulevard, where you understudied Glenn Close. But I think you went on stage hundreds of times over that run, correct?
I did. I actually, I was with the show about 2.5 to 3 years, and did about 250 performances. So I got a really good chance to go on for Glenn. And for Glenn Close, Betty Buckley, and Elaine Page, I loved doing that show. It was, it had great costumes, incredible jewelry, and some fantastic moments that, any singer, any diva would be thrilled to have. So when I finally got a chance to do it, it was great fun. And, there were times I would get called in the middle of the show. And, in fact, I think the first time I went on, I was getting my hair colored at Saks. And I was sitting there with foil, because I to become a natural blonde again. And I got my pager went off and said, get over to the theater now. It's like, oh, okay, well, rip out those foils. I'm on, boys.
I love it. And you didn't have one of those. There are always the stories of people like Elaine Stritch or who never wanted to miss a performance. So they, the understudies never went on because sick or not, they would go on. But it looks like the ladies you were working with, the other stars, they were more than happy to kind of share that limelight with you.
Well, I don't know if that is actually the reason.
Okay.
I think it's more the impetus that, they were just probably told by doctors, you cannot go on or you'll do damage to yourself. It was a very strenuous physically and vocally,
yeah,
a strenuous show. And I think the doctors basically said, you know, you got to be out.
Well, and by the way,
I think that was pretty much the only reason that they would let me do the show.
And I think you have Chicago on your agenda coming up fairly soon, right? You know, Sunset Boulevard is currently playing here in Chicago at the Porchlight Music Theater.
Oh, is it really?
It's been brought back
through
December 8th. Hollis Resnick, if you know that name, she's certainly a Chicago legendary performer.
She's brilliant.
She's got the role. The opening night was a little bit ago. And in fact, last week's podcast was an interview with Hollis and an actor named Billy Rude, who plays the Joe Gillis role. And so if you're in Chicago, and I think you are finding yourself here in the next, month or so, hey, you might want, I'll call Hollis, tell her to be sick and let you go on.
Yeah, I'm sure, again, she will be very accommodating to that.
So when you look
at... Yeah, I'm actually going to be at the Metropolis in Arlington Heights, which is where I grew up. And I haven't been back there in 10 years, so I'm looking forward to doing this concert. And we're doing it's called Candor and Ebb and All That Jazz.
Yeah.
And it's all those great Candor and Ebb songs. Some of them done in new ways, where we're doing a lovely new interpretation of New York, New York, that I think it's, you know, very inspiring and will make people listen to the song in a little bit different way. I'm really looking forward to being at home. And I get a chance to see my family and my mom and catch up a little bit with friends.
Exactly. Well,
I love coming home.
And to promote it, you're going to be there on November 14th.
Yes.
Right. Is it just one show, one night?
Just one night, one two-act concert. So please come and bring, as I always say, 30 to 100 of your closest friends.
Exactly. Well, we'll certainly put the word out on that, and I'll promote it as well. But in addition, so if you do find yourself around, maybe go catch Sunset Boulevard at the Porchlight. You might enjoy the memory.
But, yeah, listen, it's a great show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great chance for an actor, a singer, to do the show. And that's certainly, you know, Hollis is a brilliant talent. So... of course, I might not want to go and see somebody that brilliant doing the role, you know. I should have thought of that.
Right. It's never too late. You know, because your career has been so varied, Broadway, off-Broadway, the cabaret world, is there a part that you identify most? I mean, is the treat doing Metropolis, or is the treat getting back on the Broadway stage?
Well, that's a loaded question. I feel very lucky that I get to do both. And, you know, just about the time when I feel like theater is, you know, nothing's happening for me, I can fill all those days with singing with someone I love performing with, which is Christopher Denny and my director, Barry Kleinbort. And, you know, I feel I get to go back and forth. You know, I'm a lucky girl. Because I have just a little bit of that... you know, I can get scattered and kind of lose interest relatively fast, and then I already have something new that can keep me occupied. I as weird as my career has been, I have loved every second of it. And I feel lucky that I, you know, just about the time when I'm too old for this role or too young for that one or too tall for that one in Broadway or off Broadway, I can go and still sing and satisfy that part of my soul. And I get to do that with friends. There's nothing better. Nothing better at all.
So, in fact, I almost feel like that is a great intro. I've actually picked another track. I didn't tell you what I was going to play. As I was going through all my CDs and trying to figure out what I wanted to listen to, I'll be honest with you, I mean, there were several that I wanted to play with, but just don't have time. I picked this one. So hopefully a little bit of this flavor will be the right one, especially given everything you just said. This might just make a lot of sense. Let's listen to it.
Oh, and thank you, Paul, for everything. Seriously. First of all, thank you for owning the CDs.
And yeah, I think I've got to get you to sign some of them.
Thanks for being so supportive.
All right. Here's a little bit of you singing a song you'll know.
Somebody crowd me with love. Somebody force me to care. Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there as frightened as you to help us survive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Ah, the song Being Alive by Karen Mason. Did I pick a reasonably good choice for the way you're feeling right now?
Oh, you did. As a matter of fact, we're doing that at the Metropolis.
Great.
It's one of my favorite arrangements ever.
And you do such a beautiful job with it. And as I said, I was going back and forth.
Well, thank you.
Broadway and just all, you know, the Kendernebb and the things you've recorded so much. And I listened to that again last night and I went, yeah, I want to do that. So,
thank you.
Thanks for playing along with that. So tell folks how they can get a copy of Believe in Love when it comes out, either on November 1st or if they're hearing it just after that, they can go get it.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be available online at all your local, all of those places you go for streaming. It'll be on CD Baby and Amazon and available through my website and Danny's website. And, you know, if you just Google it, it'll come up.
And Believe in Love is the song. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, by the way, I know everything is online these days, whatever. Look, I'm still old-fashioned, as I said. I still have your CDs that I'm listening to. Do people do CDs anymore? I mean, do you have plans to kind of record a CD? Or is it all this sort of streaming stuff and online stuff?
No, because we're old-fashioned, too. And, we need more plastic things in our home. So I think my husband and I really would. We have about 3 or 4 more CDs that we'd like to, that we have ready to go.
Oh, good.
It's just a matter of, getting together and releasing it at the right time. But I love doing CDs. Again, that's, I get to be in a studio, and it's a totally different skill than singing live in front of people. And I like to, get the opportunity to explore those other ways of performing. So, yeah, we're going to be doing more CDs. I love them. And we sell them when I'm performing live. And when I, when people see me in things or they see something on YouTube, there's still a lot of us out there who like CDs.
Yeah, we're just old-fashioned. What can I say?
I know, but we're very adorable.
Right.
So.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And that's why I'm still listening to your CDs after so many years. Well, Karen Mason, people can catch you. Let me promote that. Metropolis Performing Arts Center on November 14th. It's a Thursday night at 7:30. It's only one show. I was hoping you'd say you'd be there a week, but apparently only one night.
Well, we'll be back.
And you will. And also, as of November 1st, go to CD Baby and Amazon and all the different places to get your version, your copy of the song Believe in Love. And so we're going to go out playing a little more of Believe in Love, if that's okay. The great Karen Mason, Broadway recording star, thank you for your time. You're so wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Paul. I look forward to seeing you again.
All right, me too. Here's a little bit of Karen Mason, Believe in Love.
How can I believe in love after everything that I've
Such a pleasure talking to Karen. And I'm going to shift gears a little bit, although you are going to be hearing from a jazz great coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about an event that she'll be performing at. It is at Navy Pier. We just did something on Navy Pier a while back ago. A lot of stuff always going on at Navy Pier. This one's called Sequence Chicago, the 2019 show. I think it's the third year they've been doing this. It's a way of showcasing Chicago's arts and culture scene. And in fact, somebody from that show was on our WGN Midday show. So we certainly love to talk about what's going on at Navy Pier. And joining me to talk about the event is Dylan Henke. He is a spokesperson for Navy Pier. Dylan, welcome to the podcast. And tell me about Sequence Chicago. We get to see all sorts of fantastic performances.
Yeah, absolutely. So Sequence Chicago is it's a 10-part music series. It's all free, all free and open to the public across Navy Pier, over 10 dates. So we already started back in October. And right now we're kind of in the heart of our Chicago Culture Market series, where we set up a bit of an indoor street festival type of experience in our Food Experience Corridor. So we have a couple of those Saturdays coming up.
In fact, actually, I mentioned the WGN Midday News and performing on our show, although people will have just missed it as they hear the podcast, but Earth St. James was on our midday show. They're going to be performing on November 2nd for you guys.
Yep, this Saturday. They'll be at 5 p.m. Yeah, and they'll be right by the Lalo's restaurant indoors.
Are these in different places each year? Is it always in the pavilion? I mean, or when we get there each week that this is happening, we have to kind of find where that particular performance is?
Yes, they move around a little bit. So this Chicago Culture Market series, they're all in the same location, which is we set up two stages. So there's one by Lalo's, which is a taco place, and then one by Brown Sugar Bakery, and it's in the area called our Food Experience Corridor. So that one this Saturday will be there, and then on the 16th and the 30th of November. So those will all be in the same location.
And I'm going to jump ahead to December, if you don't mind, because this goes through December 20th. And in that case, it's a Friday night. But Friday in the Aeon Grand Ballroom, and you do need to be in the Grand Ballroom for this one, you've got some incredible performers, one of whom was with me on the podcast last year, and I became such a fan and so in love with her that she is back. But before I let her talk, we're going to listen to a little bit of her incredible voice. Here's a little bit of who you will be hearing on Friday, December 20th.
When you touch my hand and talk sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk. And I'm trembling and I'm shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts a-doing a Saint Vitus dance. And I'm patting and I'm shaking.
I just love that beat. And I love the voice that goes along with it. Lynn Jordan, one of the great jazz and blues artists, is back with me again on the podcast. Hi, Lynn. Good to talk to you again.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So that was called I'm Shaking, and that was from your Woman of Blues Chicago. Now, I don't know. Is that, I just played that because I love that song. Is that part of what you'll be doing at the Blues Christmas night?
Well, no, that particular song is not, but we'll be doing some really fun holiday-themed song,
I thought
actually.
That I kind of figured that was going to be the case, but I like that song, so I use my host prerogative to play it anyway.
Yeah, it's a fun tune, but I mean, we're all doing such different stuff. I mean, it's all blues, R&B, but it's the four artists, and we're all pretty different.
Talk about who else you're with. You got Lil Ed, Matthew Scholar. You got some great talents with you that night on Friday, December 20th.
Yeah, Matthew Scholar, Lil Ed, and Taranzo Cannon. So, you know, we've become quite a little family because this is our third year. So it's really a great time. It's a great presentation. And both Taranzo and Lil Ed, of course, are great guitar singer people. So they just run off and do their thing and have a great time. I mean, at some point you see them there in the audience with guitars.
Well, what's it like? I'm just sort of curious. Let me ask you this as a performer, because here you've got Dylan, you know, sort of talking about all these performances and acts that go on, and they're free. So perhaps some people are, you know, coming there because of that performance. Others may just be around and go, oh, hey, we've got this great concert going on at 7 o'clock, which will be you on Friday, December 20th. I'm just sort of curious. Well, how would you describe, Lynn, the audiences that you get? Are they, you know, into it like anybody else? How would you talk about them? Is it a great group to perform in front of?
Great group. Most of them, I think, are blues lovers, and that's a whole certain kind of audience. Very open, very free, very responsive. You know, mm-hmm. And then it's all ages, because there's all kinds. There's families, and it's very diverse. It kind of like if you're playing at a festival, a street festival. It's just a broad spectrum of Chicago people, and very up for having fun. And again, you know, a lot of blues lovers, and that's always a fun crowd, too.
Oh, for sure. Hey, Dylan, when you put these acts together, because here Lynn is coming back for the third year, do you try and kind of hang with those folks who have been great in past years? Is there variety to it? Is there kind of a method to the madness of what you're putting together?
Yeah, I mean, out of this whole series, I think this is kind of the most intensive kind of show, because it's very specific. And actually, when we first started talking about doing it, we reached out to Bruce Iglar over at Alligator Records, because he has this great catalog of blues Christmas recordings. We kind of used that as an inspiration for the show and asked him to, kind of identify some people who he thinks could, bring that catalog back to life, as well as, kind of throw in some other holiday favorites. So he put together, Lynn and Matt and Lilette and Taranzo, and they knocked it out of the park year one and wanted to roll it again. And so, yeah, I think it's a great group of people that, as Lynn says, I'm sure they've gotten to know each other far better over the years. But, I mean, there's so much work already invested into it.
Yeah.
Where kind of recreating it would be a challenge, and we're really happy with what they've done.
Well, as I said, when I saw the list and saw Lynn was coming back, among others, I'm just a fan, so I was just so happy about it. Hey, Lynn, are there other events coming up for you in this upcoming holiday season that you want folks to know about?
Well, I'm at not so much public stuff, but because I've been working on a play, a one-woman show with a band, with my band behind me, a portion of the band. And so I'm actually I'm doing various readings of it around town, but so I've really been kind of focused on that. I got a lot of private stuff, but unfortunately,
yeah.
I do have actually a great event coming up, but it's coming up really soon. November 4th, I'm doing it's a benefit, a charity event. It's Chicago Actors Call to Action, and what they do is they bring in mostly musical theater talent and other people to perform for a night, and all proceeds benefit a not-for-profit. And on November 4th, it's Build Chicago, which is a great organization.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. That's fantastic. Now, you said this is a one-woman show?
Yeah, that's Uncommon Ground on Devon. Yeah. Now, that's a thing where I'm singing with a cast of really great Chicago actors.
Yeah, no, and I was shifting.
Actors and singers.
And I encourage people to check that out. I was shifting back to the show you're doing is a one-woman show. That's what you're working on and developing.
Yeah, and people can find out about that from my website, which is lynnjordan.com.
Yep.
And LynnEJordan.
I love it.
And that's because I'm trying to get that so it'll be up and running somewhere, at least in another staged reading in the city. And with, hoping to. I did my first stage reading at City Winery, Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I'll probably do my next big reading there. But, I'm still formulating because now I've completely, to make my life more exciting, I've completely rewritten the script, and I have an editor who's a Chicago person, but she used to be the head writer of The Young and the Restless.
Oh, yeah.
The soap opera, and she's a really dear friend of mine, so we're working on this and trying to get original music, which I'm getting. Actually, Taranza's going to write a song for it, so I'm just reaching out to local Chicago singer-songwriters and getting them to write an original piece of music for them, because it's a series of monologues.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-woman show like that. It's not right. Just all music. So I do a monologue, which is a story, because I've really been into the storytelling thing. And I tell a story, and then I sing a song after, and there's underscore in it as well. So that's kind of exciting.
Dylan,
it's a lot of work.
So, Dylan, you want to work with me? Dylan, should we work together and write a song for Lynn?
Yes, you should.
I'm a musician, too. I didn't know there was an open call.
Oh, there you go. We just had.
It's my open call.
When I heard one woman show, I was all upset, because that means I can't audition for anything. So,
it's just I'm the only one acting and standing, but I've got a trio from the Shivers playing.
Yeah.
behind me.
And who have you recorded to? Yeah, so we ought to check that out. Dylan, folks that want to learn about all that's going on at Navy Pier and all through Lynn's concert on December 20th, it's an easy website, but tell them where to go.
Go to NavyPier.org and look for free programming, and that's where to go.
There couldn't be a better category than that. And this is the third annual Sequence Chicago. The Chicago, by the way, instead of an I, it's an exclamation point, kind of makes the point, right?
That is right.
I love it. It's been going on. It started actually in October, but it's going on through December 20th. And Lynn Jordan, I can't wait to see you there on December 20th. And so I want to encourage people to check this event out, see the great Lynn Jordan and her friends, 7 to 8:30 at the Aon Grand Ballroom, A Blues Christmas at Navy Pier. But again, so many prior days, just go to NavyPier.org and check it all out. Dylan Henke, thank you for being with me. Lynn Jordan, we're going to go out playing a little bit more of your great music.
School children sit in jail. Black cat cross my path. I think every day's gonna be my last. Lord have mercy on this land of mine. We all gonna get it in due time. I don't belong here. I don't belong there. I even stop believing.
Well, if you want to know more about what we've talked about here, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Paul Lisnek. That's PaulLisnek. And I'd love to hear your comments or topic suggestions for future podcasts. You can also go to my website, paullisnek.tv. And hey, don't forget to hit subscribe on WGN Plus and iTunes. And tune in each week to hear more Insider Scoop coming to you from behind the curtain.